some singers would be intimidated being compared to the likes of Nora Jones and Fiona Apple. But at the age of 22, Ximena Serrañana is an old hand at entertainment. She began acting 18 years ago when she was just 4. She's now released her second album, Mediocre, or in English, Mediocre. And it's anything but. It's playful, sexy, and Latin Grammy nominated, and all in Spanish.
Son las hojas que escribí ayer. El lenguaje que quedó en tu piel. Fue la tinta a toda intención. De dejarte lo que soy.
Ximena Serrañana joins us now from Warner offices in Mexico City. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, thank you very much for the invitation.
How did you find music?
My dad has always loved music. When I was little, he used to sing me songs with his guitar, and music would always be playing in our apartment. Paul Simon and Tracy Chapman and a little bit of classical music, a little bit of Latin American songs, and I kind of just, a little bit of jazz, and I kind of just fell in love with it. Jazz standards are amazing songs, and it gives you the ability, since there are so many versions, it gives you the ability to, kind of like the challenge to try and sing your own performance of the song.
Let's hear a cut, if we could, from this album, Un Error.
Nadie sabe por qué pasó lo que pasó entre tú y yo. Todo fue un error, no fue mala intención.
Who did you learn from as a jazz singer?
Definitely Ella Fitzgerald was like my first and most important influence. But then I fell in love with Billie Holiday, and she's kind of like my favorite. She was the Bjork of her time, I guess. I mean, the way she performs and everything, she's really amazing.
Do you ever sing in English?
Yeah, actually, I just started writing in English. I did a song that actually just came out in the re-edition here in Mexico of the album. And it's a reality that all singers have to face, that, I mean, if you want to cross the border, the international border, it's way more common to be singing in English. But I just really felt the need to master Spanish before trying to write in English, because for me, lyrics are just really very important, and I see them as important as the music itself.
Well, what's the song that you mentioned to us that you've been working on?
It's called Pajaritos.
Can we hear a couple of lines from you?
Sure, I'll sing a little bit. Look away, I know you're smart. Never was a man for broken hearts. You'll see it from afar. Keep your dreams over the floor. If it quakes, a place under the door. I've been through this before. That's one of the verses.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's give your voice a rest. Let's listen to another cut, if we could, from this CD. Reforma.
Y es que es tan difícil aceptar lo que soy. Y no sé ni por dónde. Yeah.
Now, I believe you said on stage that Reforma, the lyrics in this song, kind of reflect your life right now.
Reforma is a song that talks about all my defects as I see them. It's a love song, and it's just kind of like warning the other person that I talk too much, that I a little bit of a klutz, that I love to suffer, and kind of, you know, things like that, just so that they know and that they're warned that if they decide to start a relationship with me, they should know these things before.
Now, may I ask, is this just a song, or is this a real creed?
No, it's real. All the songs in my album are pretty much autobiographical.
I don't like to suffer. Why do you like it?
I don't know. I think it's part of my, I don't know if it's my zodiac sign. I don't know if it's just my part of my personality, or maybe it's because I'm Latina or something, that we watch too much soap operas here.
Qué felicidad hacerte la cena, y qué seguridad saber que me esperas y el tiempo pasará. El sol se apagará y todo lo que sentiste fue normal.
This is the song nominated for Latin Grammy, Normal.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
So what's this song about?
Well, this song was at a point in my life in which I was pretty much very out of the whole love and corny stuff. So it talks about how love is just a normal feeling that everybody goes through, and how if everybody goes through it, then why is it so special? You know, that was kind of like the reflection at the time.
Is there a song you'd want to recommend?
Well, Rara, a cover song that I did from an Uruguayan composer. And I really like the vibe of that song.
No toleras las medias. Te estás sintiendo rara. Te estás sintiendo rara. Te estás sintiendo.
It's pretty kind of like, I guess one of the more upbeat songs of the record.
And can you tell us a little bit about the story of the song?
Actually, this is really cool. My Uruguayan producer, he sent me a link to listen to this Uruguayan composer. His name is Eric Kautz, and since he doesn't have an album out yet, the first thing I would do as soon as I woke up, I would just go to his MySpace page and play his songs over and over again. And my producer wanted me to try and sing a song that wasn't written by myself, because he had seen me doing all these jazz standards on YouTube, and he thought that was also a very important part of who I was, that I was a really good interpreter. And I really liked the result.
Well, Ms. Sarañana, very nice talking to you.
Thank you. You too. I enjoyed this interview very much.
Well, thanks so much. Speaking from Mexico City, Ximena Sarañana, her new album is Mediocre. But you can ask for Mediocre and they'll probably bring it over.
Me encanta escucharte hablar.
And for more of her musical stylings, you can go to our special music site on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Solo quiero